It was 1913, and great stretches of Africa were still unknown to the white man when Stuart Edward White, an American hunter, set out from Nairobi. Pushing south, he recorded, "We walked for miles over burnt-out country. Then I saw the green trees of the river. Walked 2 miles more and found myself in paradise." He had found Serengeti. In the years since White's excursion under the high noble arc of the cloudless African sky, Serengeti has come to symbolise paradise to many of us. The Maasai who had grazed their cattle on the vast grassy plains for millennia had always thought so. To them, it was Serengeti, the place where the land moves on forever.